Okay, so in yesterday's shir, right, the first shir on the topic of Birchas HaTorah, so we developed the two major mahalachim in the sugya in terms of what's the nature of Birchas HaTorah. First approach we developed was that it's a Birchas HaShabbach, pointed out, right, it seems to be Pasha, so the Gemara Chafal, based on the drasha of Kishem HaShem Lekra, Havu Godol Lelokinu, we saw the Ramban, and others. Then we moved on to the second approach, which was to say that the Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? We saw a number of Mefarshim, we saw Yerushalmi, we saw Tosos, we saw Kiryas Sefer B'Shem the Rambam, saw a number of Mefarshim who said that as well. But I'd like to now, those are, I'll say, the classical approaches to Birchas HaTorah, either it's a Birchas HaShavach or it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. So today, I'd like to introduce a right, basically two other mahalchim in terms of the nature of Birchas HaTorah before moving on to some of the details of the sugya. So the third approach we're going to develop regarding the nature of Birchas HaTorah is to say, right, this is an idea explicated really by Achronim, and that is that Birchas HaTorah is really a Birchas Hanen. Right, so not a Birchas HaShavach or a Birchas HaMitzvah, but the third category of brachos, and that is a Birchas Hanen. So the Rav in Rishimos develops this approach for certain mefarshim, which we'll get to later on in this year. But the Rav develops this idea that just like when it comes to classical brachos rishonos, right, the classical brachos anemen, where the Gemara on Lamed Hey establishes the principle of aser lo la'adam sheyena min ha'olam hazeh b'lo bracha, right, generally speaking, you're not allowed to benefit in terms of food or drink from the world without reciting a bracha rishona. This idea that it's an iser to benefit, to get hana without first reciting a Birchas Hananen. So too, says the Rav, right, if you understand, and there's an akuda which we'll bring evidence for in just a moment, if you understand that an important component of Talmud Torah is the Hana'a, right, is the joy, is the enjoyment benefited by the person from Limud HaTorah. So if you take that assumption that Hana'a is an integral component to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so then suggests the Rav, perhaps Birchas HaTorah functions as a Birchas Hananen. You know, you need a bracha to be matir, the hana, which is going to be associated with Limud HaTorah. So the Rav suggests this idea, again, for certain Rishonim, for certain Mefarshim, which we'll get back to later. But right, so this idea of the Rav, right, which is again founded upon the notion that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is different than all other mitzvahs. Well, what's the klal in Shas, which establishes that generally mitzvahs are not subject to hana? What's the klal? Exactly. Generally, a mitzvah is lavli hanas ninu, which is the yisod, the ikar sugya is in Rosh Hashanah chavches. Right. Generally speaking, the principle is mitzvahs lavli hanas ninu. That generally mitzvahs, the purpose of mitzvahs is not to get benefit. You do mitzvahs because Hashem told you to. It's like you're an eved Hashem. You're doing what is incumbent upon you. You don't. An eved doesn't fulfill his master's wishes because he gets a geschmack out of it. He does it because he needs to. So too, generally speaking, mitzvahs lav lehanas anu. We are mekayim mitzvahs not because we enjoy it, but because it is a chiyuv. But we're going to see right now. But a number of mefarshim are going to suggest, it's a very important episode, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is different. When it comes to Talmud Torah is not subject to the general principle of mitzvahs lav lehanas anu. When it comes to Talmud Torah, the hana, the benefit that we get out of learning, is part and parcel, is an important component, an important chelek of the mitzvah itself. And once you have that assumption that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is different than all other mitzvahs, so then there's room to then say that that you thereby require Birchas HaTorah to function as a Birchas Hanen and to be matir that hana, which is an important chilek of the mitzvah. So let's just see, three pretty well-known mikoros, some better known than others, three very important well-known mikoros for this idea that the hana associated with Limud HaTorah is a chilek of the mitzvah itself. So the earliest source for this is the Rabbi Avraham Minahar, right? An important Rishon, who basically suggests this idea and says it in a very beautiful fashion. So this is, on the Mar Makomos sheet. So let's get Gavi. Would you mind taking it away? So the Rabbi Avram Minahar in Nidarim Memches Amin Aleph.
Dikaman Demaksha, Peach Nasar Likros Sfarim. How is it Asr, if you are Moder Hanaf from your friend, I guess, to read his Sfarim?
Exactly, right. Or you're Moder Hanaf, let's say, either from the Sfarim or from another person, and they belong to the other person, right? Why is it that you're not allowed to then, read those Sfarim?
Right.
Exactly, and generally speaking, we'll see this, you know, next. We'll see this in a moment. Generally, when you're molder hana from a chavtza, you are allowed to be mekayim a mitzvah with it because the principle of mitzvahs lav lehana sinu says you're not getting hana out of it; you're just being mekayim a mitzvah. So basically, Rabbi Avraham Minahar is basically asking, why doesn't that general principle of mitzvahs lav lehana sinu carry over to Talmud Torah?
The law of kushy, but it's not a kushy, it's not a question. The little shaykh time in the mitzvah of the hunters, ella the mitzvah she tuli the maisa. That mitzvah of the hunters is only shaykh if it's talking about a mitzvah which is dependent or it's that it's an actual action.
He's like, it's a maisa mitzvah.
The shikashat of osa, ain't a miskabel devar na. When you're doing the maisa, you're not actually having. You're not having
kavanah. Is that right? Where it's an objective maisa mitzvah, where the maisa itself doesn't bring hana. So the point is, the only hana would be, oh, maybe I'm getting hana out of the fact that I, or the purpose of being mekayim that mitzvah is, oh, I'm doing that maisa mitzvah to derive benefit of fulfilling Ratzon Hashem. The answer is no. When it comes to that, we say you fulfill Ratzon Hashem. The purpose of doing that maisa mitzvah is not for the hana, but it's rather because you're an eved. You're doing it because you need to.
Fine.
Beautiful idea. I mean, some of it sounds a little Kabbalistic in orientation. But right, the idea is when it comes to the mitzvah limud, so there the maisa mitzvah itself, because it's not just about performing an objective action, so whether an act of eating or an act of yeshiva or an act, although there's a time I said, no. Here, the act itself of limud Torah, of trying to gain the knowledge, right, attain the knowledge of the Torah, that process itself of learning itself is misameach, brings enjoyment to the person. He says, oh, right, we know, right, that pasuk establishes that there's hana, there's enjoyment associated with Talmud Torah. So the chiddush is, right, because you could say, oh, that doesn't prove that's an aspect of the mitzvah. You could just say that's just a byproduct. There's a mitzvah Talmud Torah and a byproduct that makes you happy. But the way Rabbi Avraham and Ahara is reading is that Pekut Hashem Yisharim Sam Chilev is establishing that an aspect of the mitzvah itself is the enjoyment it brings the person.
There's
a key line. She'ikr mitzvasa, not just an aspect. The primary component, the primary aspect of the mitzvah of limud Torah is the enjoyment that comes through that process of learning. And therefore he says, and therefore when you know Drahana from a sefer or from a person, you therefore can't, you know, learn it because that act of learning will bring benefit to the person himself. So again, Rabbi Avraham and Ahara seems to be the earliest source for this idea that the Hana is an important chelek and perhaps a primary chelek of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Oh, that's the first source of it. The second source of this is the Taz. Right? This is the Taz in Yoredeya, Simen Reish Chaf Aleph, Sifkatan Mem Gimel. So the Taz here is trying to explain two seemingly contradictory psakim in the Shulchan Aruch. Right, the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Gimel there, there's Reish Chaf Aleph, that'd be great. Right, in Sif Yud Gimel there, is basically paskins that when it comes to general mitzvahs, if you're molder hana from a chetza, right, let's say, right, what's the example?
A shofar.
If you're molder hana from a shofar, right, what's the psak? Are you allowed? You're allowed to use that chetza as a mitzvah?
Yeah.
Exactly. Why?
Because
mitzvah is lovely hunnus in us, right? So in Siv Yud Gimel, Shulchan Aruch Kli Paskins, if you're molder hana from a chetza like a shofar, you're allowed to be mekayim the mitzvah with that chetza because mitzvah is lovely hunnus in us. But what? Yeah. But in Siv Yud Aleph, when it comes to the Svarim, right, the same subject as Rabbi Avraham and Ahara's, you know, piece, the Shulchan Aruch says, oh, but if you're molder hana from Svarim, so then you're not allowed to learn from those Svarim. And the Taz is basically asking the classic Asha, what do you mean? If mitzvah lav lehanas ninu justifies using the chetza shel shofar for the mitzvah, so why can't you use the chetza of the Svarim for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? You also have the factor of mitzvah lav lehanas ninu. So the Taz, again, along the lines of Rabbi Avraham and Ahara, develops beautifully that the principle of mitzvah lav lehanas ninu applies to shar mitzvahs, but doesn't apply to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, an aspect of the mitzvah itself is the enjoyment. This is the key line. See the line? Did you see Devade HaTorah within the Taz? I think it's like halfway down. Exactly, right? The fact that it's an Isser to learn during Avelos is, you see, an aspect of the mitzvah is the simcha, right? Is the enjoyment. Exactly, because here, right, there's clearly is hana associated with the mitzvah, and therefore, says the Taz, therefore the principal mitzvah of the hanas nenu doesn't apply. So again, the Taz isn't as strong as Rabbi Avraham Minahara, and as we'll see, the Eglei Tal, who say that it's in, like, a primary component of the mitzvah itself. Again, the Taz just sounds like, hana is always associated with it. So there's a slight nuance there. But the Taz is definitely saying that the principle of mitzvah lavi hana sinu doesn't apply because hana is always associated with the mitzvah. And again, for our purposes, at the end of the day, you would still need a birchas hananin, perhaps, to be matir that that hana, which is always associated with it. So in addition to this Rabbi Avraham Minahara and this Taz, you also have, I would say, the most famous example of this is the Hakdama of the Eglei Tal. Let's point at some of the younger chevra that, that this is like a very famous, Hakdama to the Eglei Tal. You'll hear it thrown around. Oh yeah, of course, the famous Hakdama to the Eglei Tal. Most people who throw around the Hakdama to the Eglei Tal have probably not seen it inside, happens to be. So hopefully now, in addition to knowing what the Hakdama to the Eglei Tal generally says, you'll have read it inside. Also a beautiful, beautiful piece of the Eglei Tal, right? The Baal of the Avnei Nezer, I believe, the Saga Charver. Beautiful, beautiful Hakdama, where the Eglei Tal again quotes, I think Yesh Tohim, he quotes to those who say that, right, the really frum thing to do, right, the Eglei Tal quotes people as saying, the really frum thing to do is to learn Torah, even though you don't like it. Because in that way, you'll be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, Lishma. So he says, there are those people who are saying, therefore, like, you specifically should try not to enjoy, Talmud Torah, because in that way, it'll be, you're doing the mitzvah lishma, right? It sounds like, generally, if you're doing a mitzvah because you enjoy it, not because Hashem told you to, it sounds like that's shlo lishma, right? But then Eglei Tal develops that they are completely mistaken, because there's no higher form of learning Torah than to enjoy it, right? Because the enjoyment is, again, is part and parcel of the mitzvah itself, and I think he has some strong lashonos where that could perhaps be, right, the primary component of the mitzvah is to enjoy it, because says the Eglei Tal, if you enjoy it, that'll cause it to become more part of you. Again, you'll relate, you'll be dovek to the Torah, you'll be nivla in your guf more. Again, he's Hasidic in orientation, so these aren't so surprising. But this idea that, right, the Talmud Torah, the Limud Torah will become more a part of you if you enjoy it, and therefore it's not shlo lishma to enjoy the learning. If anything, it's more of a lishma to enjoy the learning. Anybody have it? Anybody bring it? See his line. He says, "Ki zeh hi ikar mitzvahs Limud Torah." Do you see that part?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go for it. Right, beautiful, right? Again, Iker, right? The primary purpose of the mitzvah, Limud Torah, is to enjoy it, and then that way it becomes, literally nivlon bedamo, gets seeped into your blood. Again, obviously figurative, lashonos, but again, it becomes a part of you. Obviously, if you, as we can all relate to this, as as B'nai Torah, is that if you enjoy it, you become more attached to it, you love it, you love the process, you're more dedicated to it, and it becomes more a part of you. It's something we can definitely all hopefully relate to. And he says a little later, I think, who nasa, right, davik l'Torah, and you become attached to the Torah. Then a little later he says, and a hamisanik bilimudo, right, and someone who enjoys the process of learning, hare ze limud lishma, that is what's considered limud lishma, v'kulo kodesh, and it's all holy, ki gam hatanug mitzvah, because even the enjoyment is part of the mitzvah itself. So again, beautiful, beautiful makoros, which can also belong in a shmuz, as Arya was saying, the classic shmuz about learning Torah. But again, and for our purposes, it's also not only, roy for a shmuz, it's also related to the lumdus of of Birchas HaTorah, because again, if you take these this approach adopted by the Rabbi Avram in Ahar, the Taz and Eglei Tal, that the Hana is a chelek in the Talmud Torahs, so then it's a tzad to say that Birchas HaTorah is therefore begeder Birchas HaNenet. You know, you need a matir for that Hana. Again, it falls onto what the Gemara in Lamed Hei says, that asol al adam sheyena min olam hazeh b'lo bracha, again, not just for physical Hana of eating and drinking, but says the Rav, that we carry over to the Hana associated with Limud HaTorah. Fine. But before we go on, I'd like to just, you know, address a question that was asked to me yesterday by Nadav and today by Ali Melech and Seder. And a question I actually saw, which I believe is found in the footnote of the Eglei Tal. They basically, oh, fine, beautiful, beautiful makoros about the Hana associated with Limud HaTorah, but it seems to be against the Gemara that we just saw. Nadav, why is it against the Gemara in Chaf Aleph?
The Gemara says that the reason why
Talmud Torah
is different is because there's
not enough. Exactly. The Gemara says specifically to contrast Birchas Hamazon with Birchas HaTorah. So the Gemara, by saying Shekeinene, that Dafka, right, Birchas Hamazon is associated with Hana, the implication being is that there's a factor of Hana, but there's no Hana seemingly when it comes to Torah. Right, so the question is, how do you square these three makoros with the Gemara and Chaf Aleph in the context of Birchas HaTorah, which seems to say Shekeinene Dafka by Birchas HaMazon, but Afuke Birchas HaTorah? So I think the answer, again, this is the question that, you know, I think the footnote in the Eglei Tal says, oh, Akasha on this Hakdama is the Gemara and Chaf Aleph. So it's an excellent, excellent question. But I think the answer, as I told both of them in Seder, I think the answer to this question could be found in the way that the Sefer HaChinuch understands that Gemara. If you recall from yesterday, the Sefer HaChinuch has a unique understanding of the contrast of Shekeinene of Birchas HaMazon with Shekein Chaya Olam of Birchas HaTorah. And the Sefer HaChinuch understands that the contrast there is not between Hana of Birchas HaMazon and lack of Hana by Birchas HaTorah. It's rather spiritually oriented Hana. Sorry, it's rather physically oriented Hana of Birchas HaMazon with the spiritual focus of Birchas HaTorah. So according to the Sefer HaChinuch that we saw yesterday, when the Gemara and Chaf Aleph says Shekeinene Vafuke Talmud Torah, it's not saying, oh, there's only Hana by eating, but there's no Hana whatsoever by Talmud Torah. It's rather saying that the Shekeinene of the spiritual variety, of the physical variety is limited to Birchas HaMazon of eating and drinking. Masha'enkein Talmud Torah, there is also Hana, but that Hana, the Chaya Olam, is spiritually focused, spiritual in nature. And it says that, again, the context of the Sefer HaChinuch is the idea is that when it comes to physical Hana is only benefited afterwards, right? You only primarily benefit, you know, from physical Hana post facto afterwards, and therefore, by Birchas HaMazon, the bracha mida oraisa is la'achareh. Masha Enkein, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shekein Chaya Olam, the spiritual focus of Talmud Torah, which can even be appreciated in anticipation, even beforehand, so therefore, there the bracha is lefanes. Again, according to the Sefer HaChinuch's understanding, the contrast that's being drawn between the eating and drinking and the Talmud Torah is not Hana of eating and drinking versus no Hana of Talmud Torah, it's rather the physical Hana of eating and drinking contrasted to the spiritual focus of Talmud Torah. And with that explanation, you can understand that even all these Rishonim will say, yes, there is also Hana by Talmud Torah, but since that Hana is spiritually focused, therefore it's, you know, it's shayach to make the bracha beforehand. Yeah.
I think we saw the same thing in Rashi after Makaros and Rosh Hashanah. That he contrasts, he says that there's also two dinim in Hana. That one is the Hana of the Limud and one is the Hana of the Guf.
Okay, Rashi in Rosh Hashanah? Okay. Okay, we gotta have to look that up. Okay, go ahead.
Oh,
Guf. Okay, very good. So you're saying a similar parallel chilek between a physical Hana and a spiritual Hana. Okay, very good. But not specifically associated with Talmud Torah, though.
No.
Okay, good. That's also confused. Yeah, but I understand. But that notion of there being this chilek within Hana, very good.
He himself, I think, says a similar thing also.
Says?
In that note, it says to look at Simon Kafud in the back of the Eglei Tal.
Uh-huh.
I think he says, look.
Okay. Yeah, so. Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. I didn't do the paper. Yeah, I did the paper trail. Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, just before we go on, just important to note that while you have all these makoros suggesting that the Hana is an ikur component of Talmud Torah and therefore connects to Birchas Torah being a Birchas Hananin, right? And therefore, the klal of mitzvahs love the hanas, and then not applying to the Torah. It's important to know that not everybody agrees to this, right? And just one example of a prominent Rishon who disagrees with this is the Ran in Nedarim, right? The Ran in Nedarim, Lamed Hayom Beis, Dibro Maschel Umalamdo Medrash, basically says that the het, right? The basis that the psak in the Mishnah there, which says that even if you're Modir Hanah from someone, they can still teach you Medrash, right? That is why, says the Ran, because mitzvahs love the hanas nino. So the Ran clearly seems to apply the principle of mitzvahs lav lehanas ninu to Talmud Torah. So in contrast to all these other, you know, Makoros, which said, no, mitzvahs lav lehanas do not apply to Talmud Torah, it's important to note this is not what Divrei HaKol. There is a group of Mefarshim headlined by this Ran and Adarim who say that the principle of mitzvahs lav lehanas ninu does apply to Talmud Torah because according to this, Hana is not a chelak in Talmud Torah, and therefore, obviously, they'd have to adopt, you know, alternative approaches to Birchas HaTorah, which is not a problem at all because there are many Rishonim who adopt alternative approaches to Birchas HaTorah. So again, so the Taz L'Shitaso deals with this psak of Melamdo Medrash differently. Right? I know Nadav and Emmanuel have spent a lot of Seder, you know, discussing this. We're not going to discuss this now because we don't want to get too far afield in terms of Hilchos Nedarim. But again, the Taz L'Shitaso explains why you can teach Medrash despite the Hana based on Chiyuv, but we're not going to get into that right now. Okay, but Akan, we basically, you know, developed this third approach, that there's a third perspective to Birchas Torah, that it's about Birchas Hanenu. The fourth and final approach to Birchas HaTorah, in terms of its nature, is to say that perhaps there are multiple dinim. Right? Up until now, approaches 1, 2, and 3 are all saying it's right. Either Birchas HaShavach, approach number 1, or it's Birchas HaMitzvah, approach number 2, or it's Birchas HaNenin, approach number 3. So approach number 4, we're going to see, and this comes up in later Achronim, who say that, oh, look, the fact that there are multiple brachos, which comprise Birchas HaTorah, which we'll get to, hopefully, you know, in later Shirim, right, the Gemara, right, there are 2/3 different brachos which comprise Birchas HaTorah. So again, what some later Achornim say is that, look, the reason why there are multiple brachos is because there are multiple dinim within Birchas HaTorah. So I'm just going to present just quickly 2 Achornim who understand that Birchas HaTorah has 2 dinim, multiple dinim within Birchas HaTorah. So the first version of this is presented by the Bach, that you see. This is the Bach in Simen Mem Zayin Sif Dalet, where the Bach says that, right, the Birchas Torah is comprised of 2 dinim. There's the first bracha of Asher Kedushanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu Lasak B'Divrei Torah is focused on what? Birchas Ha. What is this? Birchas HaMitzvah. Right, Asher Kedushanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu sounds like focused on Birchas HaMitzvah. So one component is Birchas HaMitzvah. And says the Bach, but this Asher Bach Arbanu Mikol HaMim sounds like Divrei Shabbach. And it's therefore, while the first bracha is a din of Birchas HaMitzvah, the second bracha is a din of Birchas HaShavach. So again, the Bach's version of, you know, called this fourth approach of there being multiple dinim, is there's one din of Birchas HaMitzvah, and there's a second din of Birchas HaShavach. But actually, this actually was recently brought to my attention. Actually, Binyamin was one of the first people to reference this, and actually, Mayor Finkelstein helped me get a hold of this. But a second version of, we'll call approach number 4, of there being multiple dinim to Birchas HaTorah, is the Stipler. Right, the Stipler in Kilas Yaakov is in Sefer on Brachos, Simen Chav Beis. I should have just got my hands on it this morning. Basically, there the Kilas Yaakov develops that perhaps, again, along the lines of the Bach, the fact that there are multiple brachos of Birchos HaTorah, that indicates that there are multiple dinim. Again, like the Bach, this is the first bracha of Asher Kedushanu Mitzvotav Tzivanu Lasak B'Divrei Torah, implies it's a din of Birchos HaMitzvah. But in contrast to the Bach, he says that the second bracha of Asher Bachar Banu, he says, is like in the signon, is in the style of a Birchas Hanenin. And he actually quotes the Taz that we quoted earlier in the Shir and says, oh, the fact that the Taz says that the Hana is a component of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so it's possible that Birchas HaTorah, in addition to being a Birchas HaMitzvah, is also Birchas Hanenin to be matir that Hana associated with the mitzvah. So again, the Kilas Yaakov, like the Rav, says this, there's an aspect of Birchas Hanenin here, but in contrast to the Rav, again, who's explaining that certain Mefarshim say that's the only din, the Kilas Yaakov is within approach number 4, saying there are multiple dinim. Again, first bracha is a Birchas HaMitzvah, second bracha being a Birchas Hanen. Again, the Stipler has longer arichos there, but we're not going to get into it right now. Okay. So again, so 4 different mahalachim. Approach number 1, it's purely Birchas HaShavach. Approach number 2, purely Birchas HaMitzvah. Approach number 3, purely Birchas Hanenin. And then approach number 4, different versions that there are multiple dinim. It's either the Bach's version that it's a mitzvah and the Shavach, or the Stipler's version that it's a mitzvah and the Birchas Hanenin. So now in the remaining shiurim that we have, we're now going to analyze the different pratim, the different details of the sugya in light of these different malachim. Again, Derech Limud wise, it's always important once you're able to identify the particular nature of the din at hand, you could then now utilize those different approaches regarding the nature of the din at hand to then shed light on the various details of the sugya. And in many cases, the different malachim regarding the nature of the din at hand will have very different approaches to many of the details of the sugya. So the first detail of the sugya, we'll just go sequentially in terms of the order of the Gemara on Yud Aleph, the first detail in the sugya is the fact that there's an Isser Limud Kodem Birchas HaTorah. And we're going to see this in the opening memra of that Birchas HaTorah on Yud Aleph on the base. So everyone can turn to Yud Aleph on the base. Start with the opening memra of Amr Yehuda Amr Shmuel. So Emmanuel, would you mind taking it away? Right, so what does it say? If you wake up early
and you want to learn Torah,
what do you have to do first?
You have to say Birkas HaTorah.
Right. We'll stop here for now. Right. Stop here for now. What's the implication that before you learn? Right, so the implication is that many Mefarshim interpret this memra as establishing that there's an Isser Limud called in Birchas HaTorah. It's not just, there's a Chiyuv to recite Birchas HaTorah beforehand, that there's actually an Isser to learn before having recited Birchas HaTorah. And the question that we have to now analyze, according to all these Mefarshim, is what's the basis of this Isser? Right, where does this Isser Limud called in Birchas HaTorah come from? And as we're going to see, the answer to this question is going to heavily depend on the nature of Birchas HaTorah itself. So let's now go answer this question of what the basis of this Isser is according to the various Mefarshim. So starting with the easy one, the approach number three of Birchas Hananen, right? If you understand that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas Hananen, so in the fact that there's an Isser, right, to derive that Hana before being matir it with the Birchas Hananen is very understandable, right? And in fact, the impetus for the Rav's Mahalach, right? The impetus, what caused the Rav to develop this Mahalach of Birchas Hananen to Birchas Zork, is the fact that you find this Isser. And says the Rav, right, in his presentation as follows, the fact that you find this Isser to learn before the Bracha, that indicates that it must be, says the Rav, that the Birchas HaTorah is Midin Birchas Hananen. And then the fact is that you have to be matir that it, right, you have to be matir, you need a matir before deriving that benefit, that hana associated with Talmud Torah. So says the Rav, the fact that you find that there's an Isser Limud called in Birchas HaTorah, that points in the direction that there is that the nature of the bracha itself is a Birchas Hananen, and thereby, just like there's an Isser, right, Isser Hana called in the Brachas Rishonos, right, on Laman Aleph, right, Asur Lala Adam Sheyenem and Olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha. So just like there's an Isser to eat or drink before a classic Birchas Hananen, that would account for the parallel Isser Limud called in Birchas HaTorah, because Birchas HaTorah is all a Birchas Hananen. So again, so according to the Birchas Hananen approach, we clearly understand why there's an Isser, because the whole point of the bracha is to be matzer that Isser to allow a person to benefit from the Limud HaTorah. Fine. But now moving on to Birchas HaShevach. Right, according to the Birchas HaShevach approach, right, the bracha itself is simply a positive chiyuv to offer shevach to Hashem, right, in regards to Torah. And so the question is, where in the world does this Isser come from? Right, you don't have an Isser associated with many Birchos HaShevach. So where, according to the Birchos HaShevach approach, where do you get this, what's the basis of this Isser? So how do you see this tshuva of the Mincha Shlomo, right, of Shlomo Zalman Orvach? I'm sorry, it's a little long. It's a pretty quick read, right? It reads pretty, smoothly. So I didn't feel so bad putting such a long makor on the makoros. But Rav Shlomo Zalman has a very important yisod, where he basically says that even in the you find in halacha that even in the context of mitzvos, which are positive mitzvos, that when it comes to certain positive mitzvos, the chachamim were metaken in iser, right, to be mechazik that positive mitzvah. And we'll give examples in just a moment. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, that is bepashtus the pshat in the Isser of Birchas HaTorah. That even though Birchas HaTorah primarily is a positive mitzvah of offering shevach to Hashem regarding Torah, but yet for some reason, which we'll get back to in just a few moments, the Chachamim wanted to be machazik that mitzvah by saying, are we be machazik the positive chiyuv of reciting a Birchas HaTorah by saying, it's so important for you to recite that Birchas HaTorah that it's usur for you to learn before having fulfilled that positive mitzvah. And Rav Shlomo Zalman, we'll see in just a moment, quotes a number of other various positive mitzvos, where the Chachamim were mechazik those positive mitzvos by creating an independent iser. So not that the iser stems from the very nature of the mitzvah. It's not like, oh, it's a birchas hanen, and so of course it's an iser, like within the birchas hanen approach. No, it's a birchas hashavach, and therefore there is no iser which is necessarily stemmed from that, but the idea is, according to the birchas hashavach approach, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that the Chachamim were metakein in iser to be mechazik this positive mitzvah of offering shevach before learning Torah. So, and the Rosh Hashanah Zalman, along these lines, offers other positive mitzvahs where you also have, you know, related, associated iserim. So what are they? What are other positive mitzvahs where there's an iser, where there's an associated iser?
Kiddush.
Right? There's an iser of what? What's the iser? Exactly. There's an iser to eat before Kiddush, in that category of Havdalah and Davening. Right, there's an iser to eat before davening, before Kiddush, and Abdullah. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you're not going to say that the mitzvah of Kiddush is to be matir that iser achila. Right, that doesn't make sense. There's a mitzvah of Kiddush to offer, right, whatever Kiddush is about. I end the shirim from Leather. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Well, that's not as a the bigger Kiddush is by brachos. By Kiddush, no, I don't think anybody says that Kiddush is a matir of the...
Yeah,
By brachos is a bigger kiddush, right? But when it comes to davening, when it comes to kiddush and abdullah, no one's going to say that, right? Fundamentally, those are about being matir the iser. No, those are positive mitzvahs of saying kiddush, of saying abdullah, of saying of davening, and the chacham want to be mechazik those positive mitzvahs of saying those are so important. You're not allowed to eat before doing those mitzvahs. Right? But again, it's a parallel concept where there's positive mitzvahs where the chacham want to be mechazik those positive mitzvahs by having an associated insert. What's another example that he gives, which is a little more controversial, you were referencing before, in light of the earlier shirim on Ketz and Mevarchim? Birchas Hanenah. Right, so this is important, that's why actually Rav Akiva actually had this in the Mamakomas earlier in the summer. It's important makor for Birchas Hanenah, because he assumes that Birchas Hanenah are also fundamentally a positive mitzvah of Birchas HaShavach. It's not right. He says, don't say that's fundamentally about being matzah the iser. No, fundamentally, brachos rishonos are also about offering shevach. Right? And just the chamim were mechazik by having an associated iser. And he proves this because he says, oh, the case, anybody remember? What are the proofs, what are Rosh Hashanah Zalman's proofs that birchos hananin, right, in the driver's seat, that they're primarily shevach and the iser is only secondary? He's like, by Baal Karin and Onin. Oh. He says, by Baal Karin and Onin, where there's no chiyuv, when there's no chiyuv to make a bracha, so there the iser falls away. So says Rosh Hashanah, that only makes sense if you think that the primary aspect is the positive chiyuv to offer shevach, and the iser is only secondary to be mechazik, because in that case, since the iser is only secondary, the iser is going to fall away whenever the primary chiyuv doesn't apply anymore. So says Rosh Hashanah Zalman, therefore, even Birchos Hananin, it's the same contract. We have a positive mitzvah, and the Chamin were just mechazik by offering, by instituting an iser. And there's another example he gives about Tfilas Kelim. He says, so too by Tfilas Kelim, right? There's a mitzvah, right? The Oraisa Tfilas Kelim. And the iser Shtamshus, the iser not to use a kli, which has not been toveled, that's an iser Drabanan, where the Chum were just trying to be mechazik the mitzvah. So again, all these examples that Shlomo Zalman is trying to bring rias for is that just because you find an iser associated with a mitzvah, it doesn't mean that that mitzvah, that bracha, is right, fundamentally all about being matir that iser. No, that mitzvah could have a positive purpose, and the iser is just a way for the Chum to be mechazik. So that's all of Shlomo Zalman's piece. But the question that he doesn't address, is why is it that the Chum decided to institute an iser by certain mitzvos and not by other mitzvos? Right? Rosh Hashanah's mahalach is that, yeah, the iser doesn't stem from the mitzvah, but the chachamim decided to be mechazik certain mitzvos by having an iser. So the question you have to ask, really, in each example, is that why did the chachamim feel the need by these particular mitzvos to be mechazik them with an associated Isser. So again, we're just going to limit our comments to Birchas HaTorah, because that's our focus, to really try to address, why is it that if Birchas HaTorah is fundamentally a Birchas HaShavach, right, so why is it that the Chachamim were mechazik that Birchas HaTorah with an Isser? So I have to suggest that the reason why the Chachamim were mechazik didn't want a person to learn before Birchas HaTorah is because as made famous, right, by the Gemaras, by the Churban, Shalom Berchu B'Torah Tchila, right, and famously Rabbeinu Yonah, this is, you know, is in Darim Pei Aleph. The Ran there quotes Rabbeinu Yonah and says, oh, what's the problem of, right, they learned Torah, but they didn't recite Birchas Torah. What's the problem? So it says Rabbeinu Yonah famously, when by not reciting Birchas Torah, that shows that they had a flawed perspective on Lima Torah. That they were only learned Torah shelo lishma. So again, it's a whole discussion of what that means. Not getting into the details right now, but basically the idea, or at least the structure, the construct is that the reason why the Chachamim didn't want a person to learn without first reciting Birchas Torah, because obviously Birchas Torah sheds a proper perspective on the purpose of learning. Right, it seems the fact that Berachah B'Torah Tchila represents a flawed perspective on learning. So the Chachamim wanted, right, on the same, the flip side of that, Chachamim specifically didn't want a person to learn without first reciting a Berachah HaTorah, because obviously the recitation of Berachah HaTorah indicates the proper perspective towards Liman HaTorah. Again, perhaps for another time in terms of what that proper perspective is, but in short, I don't get to it right now. But in short, that perhaps could be an explanation for why the Chachamim made an Isser, because they didn't want, because Birchas Torah is so important and so fundamental to having a proper perspective towards learning, they didn't want a person to learn without a Birchas Torah to prevent a person from learning Shelo Lishma. Fine. So again, so far we tried to explain the basis of the Isser for the Birchas Hananin approach, where it was quite natural, and then we moved on to the Birchas HaShavach approach, where he said it's not natural, but the Chachamim were metaking a separate Isser to be mechazik the mitzvah. So now moving on to the other approach of Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? Why is it that there's an Isser associated with learning if Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah? Yeah.
You can't learn Shelo Lishma.
What?
That all learning Be'etzem is Lishma, even if you're doing it Shelo Lishma.
Who's saying that?
Like by Tisha B'Av. Even if someone doesn't like learning, because the mice are getting Hana, even if they don't realize it.
That's a separate question. Meaning,
certain aspect of Lima Torah that comes regardless if it's Lishma or not, that makes it Rishon.
True. That's fine and well. But in the end of the day, the Chachamim wants, the Limud Shelo Lishma that happened in the time of the Churban, obviously that flawed perspective on Talmud Torah was bad, was problematic. So much so that it was one of the contributing factors for the Churban, right? And for other bad things, the children talking to the Chachamim, going off the derech, a lot of bad things. So what we're suggesting is that type of Limud Shelo Lishma, which is, you know, indicated by the lack of Birchas HaTorah, is obviously a very flawed perspective on Limud HaTorah. So perhaps the Chachamim, right, didn't want a person to learn Torah in that fashion. You're just pointing out that there is still a value of Limud Shelo Lishma. Obviously, we talk Shelo Lishma, Bal Lishma, and all these different factors in a Chanami, but in the end of the day, right, the Chachamim wanted a person, right, the stakes are very high when it comes to Limud HaTorah, given the importance of Limud HaTorah. So the Chachamim wanted a person to always learn, to always recite Birchas Torah beforehand, to always, you know, give them, you know, the proper perspective. Gavi, was that a hand?
No.
You sure? Okay. So now when we're trying to analyze this within Birchas HaMitzvah, what gets complicated within Birchas HaMitzvah is that there are different perspectives on the nature of Birchas HaMitzvah itself. So in order to try to understand the role or the source of the Isser within the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, we have to really take a step back to understand what's the nature of Birchas HaMitzvah itself. And we're going to see the two different perspectives. There are going to be those who say that the Birchas HaMitzvah is very much a matir like Birchas HaNenen. And there are those who are going to say that no, that Birchas HaMitzvah is very much a Shevach like Birchas HaShevach. So obviously, depending on the nature of Birchas HaMitzvah, that will determine the role and the nature and the source of this Isser. So let's just go through it right now. So one perspective on Birchas HaMitzvah, right, is that Birchas HaMitzvah is also a Matir. Right? There's a famous famous yisod developed by the Rav, right? The Rav, and the Rav is medayik this from a famous Rambam in Brachos. Anybody have the Rambam Hilchos Brachos? Right? It's a famous Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Aleph, Halachos Beis and Gimel. So here the Rambam, right, seems to equate Birchos Hananin with Birchos HaMitzvah to say that they're both serve as Matzirim. You got it? Halacha Beis? First Halacha Beis. It's just first. So Midivri Sol from. What? Yeah. But sometimes in order to get to the bomb, you need the context. Right, for just one line there. When we differ so from Levarich. Oh, right. So very important lashon, right? When the Rambam in Halacha Beis formulates Birchas Hananin, he says midivri so from Levarich al kol ma'achal tchila va'achar kach yehaneh mimenu. Once you make the bracha, that's the matir to afterwards be able to have hana. And now in Halacha Gimel. And just like, says the Rambam, just like you need the matir for hana, kach, so too you need to be mevarech al kol mitzvah v'mitzvah. So diak number one is this equation, is the kishem. He clearly equates the birchas hananin with the birchas mitzvah. And second diak, he says, just like the Rambam and the Lashon of Arkach Yenem Mimenu in the context of birchas hananin, that after you recite the bracha, birchas hananin, you have the matir, and now afterwards you're allowed to have hana. So too, the Rambam has that same Lashon by mitzvah, says, after you make the birchas mitzvah, Arkach Yasel. So it sounds like only after you have that matir, the birchas mitzvah, then and only then are you able to perform the mitzvah. So the Rav, right, famously infers from this Rambam, very important yisod, that Birchas HaMitzvah is also a matir, just like Birchas HaNeden. A very important, also, you know, hashkafic idea, that just like you need a matir before deriving hana'ah from Olam HaZeh, you also need a matir before, like, engaging in a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch. Even though, right, the Torah was mechayiv to do mitzvahs, you can't just do a mitzvah. You have to ask permission. And basically, a proper perspective on mitzvahs is a very important hashkafic idea. That a proper perspective on mitzvahs is not, you're not just doing ma'isim to get points. By performing these mitzvahs, you're engaging in a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, in order to do that, you have to ask permission first. And that's the idea coming out, that the Birchos HaMitzvah is a matter. You need to ask permission before engaging in a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, according to this approach, right, the Rav B'Shem, the Rambam, and I saw recently that supposedly Rav Yosef Engel in his Sefer Lekach Tov also develops this. Again, I couldn't get my hands on it. Again, in Siman Yud Aleph, if anybody has a chance to look at it, so the Rav Yosef Engel in his Sefer Lekach Tov, Siman Yud Aleph, supposedly also develops this idea that Birchas HaMitzvah is a matir. So again, according to this first approach, that Birchas HaMitzvah is a matir, according to the Rav B'Shem the Rambam and this Lekach Tov, so then, right, so if Birchas HaMitzvah is all a matir, so then there's really an iser associated with all mitzvahs. According to this, right, if you need a Birchas HaMitzvah to be matir, so that means there's an iser associated with every mitzvah, that you need to be matir, the iser, before you do any mitzvah. So according to that, of course, there's an Isser to learn Torah, just like there would be an Isser to do any mitzvah before you recite the Birchas HaMitzvah. So again, according to this first approach, that Birchas HaMitzvah is mitzvah matir, again, the Isser associated with Limud Torah is just a natural, is the same Isser that is associated with every single mitzvah before you have a Birchas HaMitzvah. Yeah?
You said that there are some places where the Rabbanan had to be metakin lav in order to be mechazik the Yasek, so if there's already a mamela.
No, that's the Torah. That's why the Torah sometimes has an ase and a lav for certain. And the idea of a kefla lavin, the reason why certain aviros have two lavin, or why there's an ase and a lav. So the idea is because the Torah wanted to be mechazek. That's like a Doraisa idea.
Only applies in
Doraisa. Yeah, I mean the chamim. Yeah, meaning chamim were never talking in lav. I mean, the Chachamim sometimes, as we're talking about with Rav Shlomo Zalman before, sometimes they create an Isser Drabanan, but that's what we were referring to before. You hear what I'm saying, Nadav? Okay.
So, according to this, would you not be Yotze in Mitzvah before you make Bracha?
So, it's not that you wouldn't be Yotze, it's that there would be some type of Isser. Yeah, Midrabanan. Yeah, I don't think it's a Mitzvah B'Avera. I don't think anybody goes so far to say Mitzvah B'Avera to be Ma'akev the Mitzvah, but,
why, according to this, would there be a You don't have to make brachas on Beinam Mechavelus. So according to this, why would there be any chiluk? Still.
Oh, why is that a question? And why is that related to this?
Well, it's indirectly related.
Okay, you know, I'm just not having the connection. Yeah.
If it's just, you know, if you have to ask Bishos or whatever that means before you're doing a mitzvah, then why is there any chiluk? Beinam Mechavelus, you don't have to make. There aren't brachas on mitzvah Beinam Mechavelus.
But I never thought of it, but actually, would it work out well? No.
Why?
Because bein adam lamakom, you're engaging in a relationship directly with the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
Otherwise, you're not.
Perhaps meaning I was talking about earlier shirim, actually night shirim. Bein adam lechavero, primarily it's the bein adam lechavero. Yes, there's an aspect of bein adam lamakom because Hashem is mitzavah, but actually, I think it's actually beautiful, right? And actually, it might be a hesber that meaning bein adam lamakom, since they're primarily about engaging in a relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can't just do that without asking permission. Ashenkin Chiyav Tzedaka is primarily about doing a chesed for someone else, and maybe that's why you don't need. That should be an interesting hesber. Yeah.
We know he says in Al Chakimel that exchange of Archa, he doesn't say the whole thing about Yehiva, Vachana, and Abba Bracha Ma. He doesn't, even though he says there's somewhere with regards to that you should make a bracha for you.
I guess the question is, I guess, how strong do you take the kishem? Yes, maybe the kishem is carrying that over. Okay, but yeah, but again, he does have the same. But acharkach.
Yeah, but acharkach is just saying you should make a bracha.
Okay, fair point. Okay, so again, so if you understand that the birchas hamitzvah itself is a matir, then you easily understand why there's an iser, because there will be an iser associated with all mitzvahs before you recite the birchas hamitzvah. Oh. But if you take, I would say, the classical right approach to birchas hamitzvah, that birchas hamitzvah is more like a shevach. There's a chiyuv to offer shevach to Hashem before you do a mitzvah. So then, the explanation for why there's an iser here is going to resemble like Rav Shlomo Zalman's approach within birchas hashevach, right? If you think that birchas hamitzvahs themselves are really a birchas hashevach, so then you're basically going to say that, right, the iser doesn't naturally stem from the positive mitzvah of shevach, and you have to say that the chachamim were metaking this iser to be mechazek this particular mitzvah hashevach. So again, so basically we point, right, it's basically depending on whether you view birchas hamitzvahs as more similar to birchas hanenin or more similar to birchas hashevach, that'll dictate whether the source of the iser is more similar to the source according to the birchas hanenin, or is it more similar to the source according to the birchas hashevach. Just to quickly give, right, once we gave makoros for, right, the idea that birchas hamitzvahs are matirim, I'd like to just give a famous, just to present quickly the makor that birchas hamitzvah is not a matir, and that is actually that some of the chaver that were around the beginning of the summer, in terms of, you know, the ketzah shir and the ketzah mevarchim shirim, basically comes back to the Tosas and Yud Beis Amud Aleph, right? It's a very well known Tosas and Yud Beis Amud Aleph, right? Tosas there is discussing, right, there's a Gemara, it was in the Bible of Ifshita, in the Gemara, in the case of, right, your nukit kasa de shikra, right, you're holding a cup of wine, ukasava de chamer, and you thought originally it's wine, so when you're saying the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, at the beginning of the bracha, you have Borei Pri HaGafen in mind, and then you flip, you know, once, and halfway through you realize, oh my gosh, it's really beer, so then you finish with the shahakos. The question the Gemara is discussing, is that bracha valid, right? Is that type of bracha rishona where during the Shem Hashem, the first half, you have a different bracha in mind, does that invalidate the bracha? So at the end of the day, the Gemara has an ibayvlo ifshuta, it's a suffix, we don't know. So what's interesting about this Gemara, right, for our purposes, is that this machlokes quoted in Tosos about, okay, so now there's a suffix brachos. So what do you do? So the for our purposes, we're going to deal with the Ri. So the Ri says, when it comes to birchas hanenin, since there's an presumably, he says, since there's an iser, suffik iser l'chamra. So therefore, because there's an iser to be nanim olam hazeh below bracha, so suffik l'chamra, you have to repeat the bracha whenever there is a suffik, right? And then the right, Gilyon HaShas on the spot, right, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Gilyon HaShas, quotes the Marsha and just spells out that this idea of there being an iser associated with a bracha that's limited to birchas hananin, Masha Inkin, is for our purposes, Masha Inkin, Birchos HaMitzvos, there's no Isra associated with them. And therefore, when it comes to Birchos HaMitzvos, since there's no Isra associated with them, so there the Klal of Safek Brachos Lahakel is going to apply. So again, this Gilyon HaShas is the classical Makor that, in contrast to Birchos HaNenin, which serve as Matirin, Birchos HaMitzvos aren't They're not matirim. There's no iser there. It's just a positive shevach, and therefore there's no iser associated with them. And therefore, for our purposes, therefore, if you find that you know a particular birchas mitzvah, birchas Torah, has an iser associated with them, you're gonna have to explain it doesn't stem naturally from the bracha itself. It's rather the chachamim were trying to be mechazik this particular birchas mitzvah by instituting an iser. Yeah.
How does the Rav Shita work with the fact that birchas mitzvahs aren't massive?
Aren't
ma'akev.
In what sense are they not ma'akev?
You don't say them, you're still yotzer.
Yes, that's what Gavi was asking before. So the Rav's going to say, B'shem the Rambam, that there is an iser. So it's ma'akev in the sense that there's an iser, but they're just not ma'akev the mitzvah because the mitzvah's da'oraisa.
So when you do a mitzvah without the bracha, you're over on the iser.
That's what it sounds like.
But you are ma'akev.
Yeah. Again, you can get into like you know mitzvah b'avera issues, but perhaps it doesn't apply to avera zero banan. What?
There's a tesis about Nazir about this. The Kovian I did yesterday.
Yeah, what was the context?
It says that Nazir is considered both a chota and kadosh, and the shaila is how. And so the answer given for one of the Amars is that the chait that he does by being mitzdar himself from not consuming wine is overridden by the mitzvah that he has of kula yazir atzvam in the yayin.
So it's a parallel where you see the
so
same act.
The mitzvah is that derived d'oraisa is greater than the mitzvah that you get from than the avir.
Tzira atzvam in the yayin.
Good anyway, even though they're still tzadik.
Okay, interesting. Okay, so that's a parallel construct. Nisa d'rabbanan associated with a mitzvah d'oraisa. Interesting. Okay, fine. So basically, we just finished understanding what's the source of the Isser Limud Kodem Birchas Torah according to all the different Mahalchim. Again, according to Birchas Hananin, according to Birchas Shevach, and then according to Birchas Mitzvah, depending on whether Birchas Mitzvah itself is like a Birchas Hananin, or whether it's more similar to a Birchas Shevach. So now I'd like to focus not on the source of the Isser, but you know, flip it in terms of looking at the Birchas HaTorah and trying to understand what is the role of Birchas HaTorah in terms of being matir this Isser. By that I mean the following. Do you say that fundamentally all the Birchas HaTorah what Birchas HaTorah is all about is being matir the Isser? Or do you say, right, so again, according to approach number one, basically we're going to see that do you say, or according to one side, that fundamentally all what Birchas HaTorah is all about is being matir the Isser? So do you say, Tzad Aleph, that Birchas HaTorah is all about being matir that Isser Limud? Or do you say that no, the aspect of Birchas HaTorah being matir the Isser Limud is only one aspect, but there are also positive aspects which are separate from being matir that Isser? So again, as we'll see, we're going to connect to the previous conversation. You'll see why I'm doing this, you know, because I'm going to introduce two important shitos in the Rishonim. But again, is the role of Birchas HaTorah being matir the Isser the primary role of Birchas HaTorah, or is that only one aspect of Birchas HaTorah? But beyond the aspect of Birchas HaTorah being matir the Isser, there's also a positive aspect of Birchas HaTorah which goes beyond this component of being matir the Isser. And you'll see what I mean in just a moment. So the first side, to say that Birchas HaTorah is primarily all about being matir the Isser, so that aligns very nicely with the Birchas Hananin approach, right? And right with the Birchas Hananin approach, which says that, all Birchas HaTorah is all about is being matir that Isser Hana, it's all about being matir the Isser, to enable you to be nene from Liman HaTorah. So again, according to the Birchas Hananin approach, right? So you could say fundamentally, all that Birchas HaTorah is about is really all about being matir that Isser. Similarly, if you think that the Birchas HaMitzvah is also a matir, or if you think like the Rav B'Shem and the Rambam, that the Birchas HaMitzvah itself is all about being matir, so then even that approach, even the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, midin matir, will say that really the whole focus of Birchas HaTorah is all about being matir you to do the mitzvah. Well, that's all tzad alef. Tzad beis is to say, no, that while, yes, Birchas HaTorah is also Matir the Isir, but Birchas HaTorah has a separate positive component to it beyond being Matir the Isir. And this, as you can imagine, is going to align very nicely with the Birchas HaShavach approach. Right? Because if you think that the Birchas HaTorah is primarily a Birchas HaShavach, so then, yes, the Chachamim were also metakin in Isser. So yes, the Birchas HaShavach is also going to be Matir the Isser, but beyond being Matir the Isser, there's also a positive value of offering Shevach to Hashem. So again, if you take the Birchas HaShavach approach to Birchas HaTorah, or if you accept the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, Midin Shevach, right along the lines of the Gilyon HaShas, that Birchas HaMitzvahs themselves are a form of Shevach and not Matir. So again, according to both the classical Birchas HaShavach approach or the Birchas HaMitzvah Midin Shevach approach, according to that, right, beyond Birchas HaTorah being Matir the Isser, there's also an additional component of the positive value of offering Shevach. So with this in mind, I'd like to analyze two prominent shittos in the Rishonim, where it's very clear from these shittos that there's more to Birchas HaTorah than simply being Matir the Isser. So let's see, one of them is going to be Rashi, the other one's going to be the Rambam, right? Two pretty, big Rishonim. Oh. So let's see first Rashi. So this is the Maisa of Rashi quoted in the Rashba. Anybody recall outside that the Rashba quotes the Talmidim of Rashi as saying that Rashi had a very interesting minhag or interesting shita about Birchas HaTorah. What would Rashi do?
He would say Birchas HaTorah in the morning when he would learn, and then he'd say them again in Davin.
Oh, right. So the Rashi, when he would get up earlier to learn before davening, he would recite the Birchas HaTorah. So that's clear. Everyone, right? That's the Gemara, right? If you're Mashkim, Lashanos, right, Kodem, Kriya Shema. So then you need a Birchas HaTorah. That's not a Chiddush. But the Chiddush of Rashi was that even after he recited a Birchas HaTorah before davening to be Matir the learning, he then repeated Birchas HaTorah during davening itself. And he says, oh, what? And the Talmidim said, yeah, that's very similar to something else. What was the Raya? That seemed strange at first. He says, just like what? Exactly. Just like when someone gets an Aliyah, you recite Birchas HaTorah, even though what? Even though they recited a personal Birchas HaTorah, say, before learning or, during Birchas HaShachar. Right? So it says, oh, that's a clear precedent for Rashi. Look, a clear precedent for Rashi of you reciting Birchas HaTorah basically two times. Just like you recite Birchas HaTorah when you're getting Aliyah, even though you recited Birchas HaTorah, that's what Rashi was doing. He recited Birchas HaTorah, even though he recited Birchas HaTorah before davening, he's going to repeat it during davening itself. And the big question that Rishonim ask on Rashi is that, basically, Birchas HaTorah is completely different. That's a special takana of Birchas HaTorah. How is that compared to here? You're basically repeating the same bracha twice. Why in the world would Rashi repeat the same bracha twice, right? You said Birchas HaTorah already before davening, so why repeat it? Why repeat it again? So certain achronim, the way they explain Rashi is that, oh, it must be that Rashi is talking about a case where there's a hefsek. And maybe there's a hefsek between his original Birchas HaTorah, right? And therefore he has to repeat it, assuming that hefsek plays, right, is Mechayev a new Birchas HaTorah. That's the way some achronim explain it. But again, if you look at the Rashba's presentation of Rashi, it doesn't sound like there's a hefsek. It sounds like Rashi will always repeat, right? Will always repeat Birchas HaTorah, even in a case where there's no hefsek. So the question, really, Chazva Kusha L'Duchta, what is the basis of Rashi repeating Birchas HaTorah, even in a case where there is no hefsek? Yeah, Manuel, do you have a hand?
I'm just pointing out that the Rav says that we're doing this by Tormosa. He says that if you're reading in the Torah, you say Birchas HaTorah and three psukim, and then the Baal Korah decides to read another three psukim, you say Birchas HaTorah again, because it's Din Nimlach.
Oh, what?
If you're reading in the Torah, you say Birchas HaTorah, and then you have a mistake or something, you read it again, you repeat Birchas HaTorah because it's Nimlach.
You're saying it's a form of, like, hefsek.
Wait, because you didn't have your dad.
Okay, that's fine. But we're trying to explain. But for Rashi, it sounds like he's repeating it even in a case where there's no Nimlach, even when there's no Hesach Hadas. So that's the big kasha on Rashi. Right? So what seems to come out of Rashi is that he seems to hold, like we're saying right now, he seems to hold that Birchas HaTorah is clearly more than just being Matir the Isser. Right? Because he clearly was already Matir the Isser, and there was no Hesach Hadas from that Matir. Right? So Rashi seems to hold that in addition to Birchas HaTorah being Matir the Isser, there is also a positive component to Birchas HaTorah. For argument's sake, we'll call it a positive value of Shevach. And here's the kicker for Rashi. And Rashi seems to hold that the way the Chachamim were metaking, that positive aspect of Birchas HaTorah is that they instituted as a chilek of Birchas HaShachar. Where they instituted that positive mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah of Shevach by being metaking it as a chilek of Birchas HaShachar. So Rashi seems to hold that, yeah, you have two purposes of Birchas HaTorah. On the one hand, it functions as a matir, and therefore if you're learning before davening, you need to recite Birchas HaTorah as a matir. But even though you already have your matir, you still need to repeat Birchas HaTorah as part of davening, because Birchas HaTorah is this positive shevach, the Chachamim were metaking this Birchas HaShevach to be a chilek of Birchas HaShachar alongside other positive, right, Birchas HaShevach. And therefore, you see for Rashi, there are two dinim. There's a din of being matir, and there's a din of the positive aspect of it, which was nitkan as a chilek of Birchas HaShachar. And therefore, for Rashi, that's why we'll end up reciting Birchas HaTorah twice. You need to recite it earlier as the matir, but you need to repeat it later because the Chachamim were also attacking it as a chilek of Birchas HaShachar, and therefore, even though you already had the matir, there's still this additional positive aspect of being a chilek of Birchas HaShachar. Okay? So again, Rashi is this first raya that the Birchas HaTorah is more than just being a matir, and therefore for Rashi, you'll end up needing to recite Birchas HaTorah a second time, even though you already have a matir, clearly establishing that Birchas HaTorah is not just a matir, there's also a positive component to it, which for Rashi was instituted as a chilek in Birchas HaShachar, which therefore needs to be recited as part of Birchas HaShachar, regardless of whether you already have the matir. Fine. So that's Rashi. The last Rishon we're gonna analyze for today is who's another prominent. I sort of gave it away, right? Right, the other prominent Rishon who seems to present Birchas HaTorah as having these two aspects is what? Is who? The Rambam. Right, look very carefully. Look, the Rambam, his presentation of Birchas HaTorah in again Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Zayin, Halachas Yud and Yud Aleph. Right, it seems very strange. The Rambam seems to have two different presentations of Birchas HaTorah, which seems repetitive until you look very closely and you see that he seems to formulate Birchas HaTorah very differently in both cases. Right, and the Rav suggests, because the Rambam holds that there are two aspects of Birchas HaTorah. Let's do Halacha Yud. Aryeh, would you mind? So Zayin Yud.
So you have to make a bracha if you haven't been yet.
Exactly. So here, what does it sound like the Rambam is projecting Birchas HaTorah as? As a matir, right? If you want to learn, you need to first recite Birchas HaTorah to be matir, right, that learning. And again, interestingly, he says he has the Lashon, but Achar Kach Kore, if you remember, like reminiscent of the Rambam's Lashon in Perek Aleph, right, Halachos Beis and Gimel, where in the context of Birchas Hanen and Birchas HaMitzvah, right, the Rambam also has that Lashon, like Va'achar Kach, right, in the context of Matirim, the Rambam always has that Lashon. When it comes to Matirim, you recite the Bracha, Va'achar Kach, you can then do the Maisa. So again, the Rambam, in his first presentation of Birchas HaTorah in Halacha Yud, presents and projects Birchas HaTorah as a Matir. Right, again, if you want to learn, you need the Matir of Birchas HaTorah. But then in Yud Aleph, he seems to have a different presentation.
Oh,
so what does it sound like here?
Exactly.
See, here it's not that, oh, you plan on learning, you need the matir. It's the opposite. It is a positive chiyuv to recite Birchas HaTorah. And then, by the way, is a separate din that you need to have limud samach to the bracha for you know, we'll discuss that tomorrow. So the Rambam, right, so the Rav points out, so while the first din of Birchas HaTorah is it's a matir, the second din is that there's a positive kiyum of birchas haTorah, and therefore every day you need to go out of your way to make sure you're mekayim that positive value of birchas haTorah. It sounds like even if you weren't planning on learning, you must recite birchas haTorah and therefore learn just to machshir in a way to be machshir the bracha. So one way to say it, in a pithy, succinct way, is that in halacha yud you need the bracha to be matir the limud. And in halacha yudalef, you need the limud to be matir, to be makshir, the bracha. So again, halacha yudalef, it sounds like there's a positive value of birchas haTorah in addition to being matir, parallel to Rashi, like the second approach, that beyond birchas haTorah as a matir, there's also birchas haTorah as a positive value. But then the question you have to ask is, for the Rambam, what is that, what's the identification of that positive value? Right, so we know it's not just a matir, but it's also positive. But what is that positive value? So we're going to suggest two different explanations here. The Rav suggested in that same piece, in the Rishimos, that the Rambam thinks it's a birchas mitzvah. That the, in addition to birchas haTorah being a matir, is also a positive value of it being a birchas mitzvah. And this is the Rav's explanation of what the positive value of the birchas haTorah is in halacha yudal. But I just want to point out that there are three problems with this explanation of saying that the positive value for the Rambam is a birchas mitzvah. Problem number one, it's a little ironic given the Rav, is that the Rav himself explained that the Rambam holds that what's the nature of birchas mitzvahs? That they're matirin. So it's strange for the Rambam to think that after presenting an halacha yud, that birchas haTorah is a matir, halacha yud aleph is a positive value of birchas haMitzvah. What do you mean? For the Rambam, birchas haMitzvah is just a matir. So I'm not sure how to square these two Ravs together. But and so problem number one of saying that the positive value for the Rambam is a birchas haMitzvah is the Rambam's own shita that birchas haMitzvahs are not just positive, right, shevach, but they're rather just matir. Problem number one. Problem number two is that birchas haMitzvah is generally a way to enhance the mitzvah itself, right? In order to enhance the mitzvah, you recite a birchas haMitzvah beforehand. But here, right, and according to that, the birchas haTorah should be enhancing the limud haTorah. But here, as we pointed out before, the Rambam seems to say it's the opposite. Here, the limud haTorah is enhancing the brachos, right? It sounds like the whole goal is to get to the brachos. And then you need the limud, because you can't have a bracha without limud. But if it's all about a birchas haMitzvah, then you would never say that the point of a mitzvah is to enhance the birchas haMitzvah. No, of course a birchas haMitzvah is to enhance the mitzvah itself. So again, that's the second problem with saying that the positive value for the Rambam is a birchas haMitzvah, because the Rambam here seems to say that the limud is to be machshir the bracha, but clearly birchas haMitzvah serve to be machshir the mitzvah itself. And third problem with this is the placement of the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, as we pointed out yesterday. If this is really a birchas haMitzvah for limud haTorah, so then place this din either in Hilchos Talmud Torah, where the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is discussed, or at least put this in halacha, in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, where the Rambam mentions other, Hilchos Brachos, talks about Birchos haMitzvah. So all these indications seem to say that the Rambam, the positive value of the Rambam, is not a birchas haMitzvah. I think rather we can suggest, and with this we'll conclude, that the positive value is Shevach. And I think that will explain all these problems. And that the positive value for the Rambam is that we want a person to recite Birchos haTorah because Birchos haTorah are Birchos haShevach. And well, that explains the context of the Rambam in Birchos haShachar alongside other Birchos haShevach. It explains why the Rambam says, the whole goal is to get to the Shevach. Yeah, because we want a person to formulate these various Shvachos which have to do with Limud haTorah. And we want a person to remind himself every day that these are the values associated with learning Torah. Again, connected to Hoshalo Berchel B'Torah Tchila point. And the goal, again, is the Brachos, or the Shvachos, to remind the person the real value of Torah. And then you just have to learn because you need to have Limud Samach to the Brachos. So again, I think the context and the context and the content of this Rambam seem to apply. The Rambam holds there, again, there are two dinim, like the Rav say, but in a little slight contrast from the Rav, one din is a matir, but the second din we're suggesting is midin shavach. And with this, we'll conclude, and tomorrow we'll pick up on the various dinim of hefsek. that come up within Birchas HaTorah.